Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, cash cattle activity expected to improve through the day today, with both sides desiring to trade cattle before leaving for the holiday break tomorrow. But given the stability in futures trade and recent firmness in boxed beef values, feeders are likely to hold steady to asking prices. Bids are likely to redevelop in the same range as Tuesday, around $107 in our part of the country. With asking prices significantly higher than these offers, it's unlikely any interest will be shown at these levels, but could get the ball rolling with steady to firm weekly price levels, a strong possibility by the end of the week. Futures trade is expected to be mixed and limited, as many traders have already exited the market. Now, mixed but limited trades expected early today in the hogs. Lack of support yesterday in most hog trade was not surprising, although sluggish activity may spark some moderate to wide price shifts due to more to the lack of expected volume than dynamic market shifts. Traders continue to focus on possible outcomes to pork exports if trade talks redevelop. Now, wheat contracts are mixed here today, hoping to avoid a fifth consecutive lower close. Wheat prices are pressured by the continued reports of strong yields and improving quality in the southern plains. Unlike the northern plains, a majority of the wheat produced in the south will be marketed at harvest time or within the next 90 days. This adds a significant amount of concentrated hedge pressure our markets haven't had to deal with in quite some time. Corn prices are higher, adding to yesterday's light gains. July is showing the most strength as commercials slowly step in to stop July deliveries. There were another 1,500 deliveries overnight, bringing the month-to-date total to about 6,000. However, ADM House account stopped 304 overnight, while CHS stopped 614, so some commercial interest is being generated. Soybeans are facing a complete sentiment shift from 2 weeks ago, with the prevailing trend lower and not much in the way of support for another 20 cents. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was unchanged yesterday at 104.10. October down 17 cents, 105.35. August feeder cattle up 35 cents, 138.37. September up 120 at 138.82. July hogs up 115, 73.72. Kansas City wheat, July was down 10 and 3 quarters at 424. September down 11 and a half, 432 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 8 and a half, 503 and a quarter. December down 8 and 3 quarters at 515 and a half. September corn up 3 and a half yesterday. Today, 419. December up 3.5, 426. August soybeans up down 10 cents, 879 and 3 quarters. September down 10 and a quarter at 886. December cotton up 71 cents, 67.29. The March down 242, 79.73. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.